It's about 10 to 6 on Sunday the 7th of April 2013, and my casserole, which I have just lovingly put together and booed, and you can find it in all good audio boo websites and apps, is now bubbling away on the hob, with ages to go before I can eat it. So what better to do than to taste the beer instead? And I have to say, I'm cheating a little bit here, because the beer I'm going to taste is one that I know fairly well anyway. Just trying to find a suitable glass. I have a half pint glass, which would be better for this than a full pint one, but I can't find it, so I will have to make do with a pint one. Actually, I think it's a 500ml glass. Try and get these out of here without dropping them. There we go. Right. Let's go in the living room and have a look at this beer. Now, I took the beer out of the fridge about 15 minutes ago. I'm not a great fan of keeping beers in the... Well, obviously, certain beers should go in the fridge and some shouldn't, but I... generally, beers from this country, I don't tend to refrigerate, but I think this one needs it. And this is one of my favourite beers in the world. It is made by the wonderful brewers Innis and Gunn, and it is their rum cask-aged beer. I'm just going to open it. The immediate smell is one of sweetness, sort of dark molasses, almost like. It's quite alcoholic, this beer, but thankfully it's only served in 330ml bottles. I say thankfully. Wouldn't mind a bigger one. I'm going to pour this now. As I said, my glass is a little bit too big for it, but I'm sure it'll live. Maybe the glass is not too big. Slightly. But actually, that's not bad at all. Let me have another smell. Slightly fruity, sort of dark fruits. Plums. Damsons. And oodles of molasses. I'm just going to move a few things out of the way so that I can take a photograph without showing you all the rubbish that's left on my table. So I'm going to, do bear with me a moment whilst I mess about. I'm going to do what I did for the photograph of yesterday's beer. Put bottle and glass together. Yeah, let's try and line this up a bit better. Hopefully I've got it. Just try this in a slightly different position. Okie dokie, well, we should now go on to the important task of the tasting. As I've said a couple of times, I know this beer well, but I'm going to taste it for your sakes, and then I'm going to drink it all down. Here we go.
so wonderful. Wow.
I mean, it is almost the sort of dessert wine of beers. It's very lightly carbonated. There's a slight, very, very slight fizz to it when you do that, when you tip it up. It's lovely and cold. It doesn't come like that, though. The immediate taste... is there's a slight bitterness to it, which is strange because actually it is incredibly sweet. I don't know quite how it can be both at the same time. Maybe it can't be. But there is the initial taste is it almost sort of hits you. It's a sort of cold. It's difficult to describe. You don't get the abundance of fruit and sweetness immediately. That follows about 2 or 3 seconds after you actually take the liquid in. And then, when it's gone down, you're left with this wonderful, sweet, caramelly, wonderful taste in your mouth. It's just utterly, utterly gorgeous beer. I cannot rate it highly enough. And I'm going to stop booing so I can enjoy it in peace without talking to you lot. So, hope that's of some use, and I expect I'll boo again later. Have a good Sunday evening in the meantime.